Lefebvre un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Early morning in the universe. The wife is getting up, open up the windows. This loft that's in the Bowery in Lower East Side, New York. She's a painter and her husband's a railroad brakeman. And he's coming home in a couple of hours, about 5 hours from a local. Of course, the room's in a mess. There's her husband's coat on the chair. He's been there for 3 days.
La voix de Jack Kerouac dans Pull My Daisy de Robert Frank, dont nous avons appris le décès lundi dernier. Il était suisse, comme Nicolas Bouvier, un autre grand voyageur, et il avait photographié la fin du rêve américain. Il avait aussi filmé les poètes de la Beat Generation, les Stones, Bulogier, Tom Waits ou Joe Strummer dans Candy Mountain. Bonsoir à tous, bienvenue dans Certains MFIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula, programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Thibaut Nassimben. Aujourd'hui, Brad Pitt.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Olé. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets. And no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's Hideaway. Olé. The Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go. You meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock 3 times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Joe, then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway.
Hernando's Hideaway des Johnston Brothers pour entamer Certains MFIP, une chanson entendue dans Snatch de Guy Ritchie où Brad Pitt joue les gitans mafieux avec une énergie jubilatoire. Golden Boy, enfant chéri de l'Amérique, il est l'archétype du beau gosse blond et sexy. Mais il est en plus de cela un acteur modeste, sobre, acceptant souvent des seconds rôles ou acceptant de partager l'écran avec d'autres stars. Il est aujourd'hui à l'affiche du nouveau film de James Gray, Ad Astra, dernier en date de réalisateur exigeant, comme avant lui, les frères Cohen, Terry Gilliam, Steven Soderbergh, Terrence Malick, David Fincher ou encore Steve McQueen. Avec le temps, Brad Pitt a gagné en épaisseur, en finesse, en rugosité, comme son mentor Robert Redford, auquel on l'a souvent comparé, et qui a de commun avec lui de n'avoir étonnamment jamais tourné avec Spielberg. Dans le dernier film de Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, il est l'incarnation du cool des 60s. À 55 ans, il n'a jamais été aussi beau qu'avec des rides, un corps plein de cicatrices et une mélancolie qu'on a envie de réparer. Il était une fois Brad Pitt, ce soir, dans Certains l'aiment fit.
To my right is Bounty Law Series lead and Jake Cahill himself, Rick Dalton. And to my left is Rick Stutt Double Cliff Booth.
So, Rick, explain to the audience exactly what it is a stunt double does.
Actors are required to do a lot of dangerous stuff. Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
We get into a fight, I accidentally kill you, I go to jail.
Anybody accidentally kills anybody in a fight, they go to jail. It's called manslaughter.
Ha! Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
KHJ Los Angeles.
331 in Los Angeles, this is the real Dobbs Steve.
I know that it's time.
Major Roy McBride. I'm attempting to reach Dr. Clifford McBride. This is Dr. McBride's son. Dad, I'd like to see you again. I recall how we used to watch black and white movies together, and musicals were your favorite. I remember you tutoring me in math. You instilled in me a strong work ethic. You should know I've chosen a career that you would approve of. I've dedicated my life to the exploration of space. And I thank you for that.
Los Bravos sur la BO de Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, puis un extrait de Ad Astra de James Gray, pour qui Brad Pitt s'est glissé dans la combinaison d'un astronaute de la NASA, parti à la recherche d'un père perdu aux confins du système solaire. Une exploration élégante et élégiaque des relations familiales dans une quête sidérante qui offre à l'acteur un rôle pensé et écrit pour lui. On se connaît depuis longtemps, confie James Gray. Je crois qu'il était prêt à endosser ce genre de rôle très intériorisé, où il faut dévoiler ses sentiments, ses faiblesses et ses peurs, sans tricher. Ce n'est pas facile pour une star planétaire de prendre des risques. Lui les prend. D'un simple regard, il montre toute l'intensité et la richesse de son jeu. Un jeu épuré, idéalement mis en musique dans Ad Astra par le maître de la musique minimaliste, Max Richter, dans Certains Lemphip.
Thinking about?
I do what I do because of my dad.
He was a hero. He gave his life for the pursuit of knowledge.
Patrol, you getting that over?
It's crazy out there. There's fires everywhere and plane crashes. They're calling it the Surge.
Major, we have some highly classified information.
What can you tell us about the Lima Project?
Its objective was to search for advanced extraterrestrial life. The ship disappeared approximately 16 years into the mission.
And the commander was?
He was my father, sir.
I worry about you. I love you.
Please begin your psychological evaluation. As best you can. Please describe your current mental and emotional state.
I'm feeling good.
Speaking of happiness, you never thought of mine. Mentioning loneliness, I feel lonely all the time. Since you went away, after swearing we would never part, there was nothing I could say. Who could talk with a broken heart?
Trying to get back to school, my ride fell through, and I'm kind of stuck here like stink on stink. So I was thinking that You're going my way, or I'm going your way?
I think we're going to Oklahoma City, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I'd appreciate it much.
Well, see, it's really not up to me. It's not my car. We'd have to ask my friend. But she'd probably say no. She's a little bit uptight.
Maybe it's not such a good idea. But I tell you what, I thank you for your time.
But, you know, I mean, I can ask. You know, it wouldn't hurt.
Well, no, it wouldn't hurt.
It's probably not a good idea.
Please. No, probably not. But I appreciate your time. Y'all have a good day, all right? Drive safe.
Gloria Lynn, parenthèse de douceur et d'apaisement dans Seven de David Fincher. Brad Pitt y campe un flic névrosé qui traque Kevin Spacey avec Morgan Freeman, puis un extrait de Thelma et Louise à l'instant de Ridley Scott. Porté par l'enthousiasme de Gina Davis et Susan Sarandon, le film est une ode à l'émancipation de femmes coincées dans des vies sans amour et à l'avenir incertain. Au volant d'une Thunderbird décapotable, il s'enfuit et parcourt le sud des États-Unis, enfin libre de toute attache. C'est suite à une pub pour Levi's dans laquelle il explose de sensualité que Ridley Scott le contacte et lui donne un petit mais fondamental rôle, celui d'un autostoppeur dont on peine à oublier les muscles sous le débardeur immaculé. Sa carrière est lancée. La BO est au diapason avec la magnifique Ballade of Lucy Jordan de Marianne Faithfull et des chansons de Tammy Wynette, B.B. King, Charlie Sexton et Glenn Frey, le chanteur des Eagles. On l'écoute dans Certain MFIP.
Thank you.
they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around from town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. Lonesome I can be.
Stick around. I'll call you later.
Ah.
Ricky Nelson, Teenage Idol, puis Brad Pitt qui se rêve en rocker crooner. Deux beaux gosses très 50s sur la BO de Johnny Suede, de Tom DiCillo. Sous influence du John Waters, de Crybaby, et du Leningrad Cowboys, d'Aki Korismaki pour la coiffure rockabilly choucroute de ses héros, Johnny Suede, film déjanté, offre à Brad Pitt un détour vers un cinéma indépendant et loufoque qu'il fréquentera peu jusqu'à son parachutage réussi chez les Cohen. Dans Johnny Suede, il côtoie pour la première fois un autre allumé du rock'n'roll, Nick Cave, lors d'une rencontre mémorable sur le toit d'un immeuble, extrait dans certains M-Flip.
You're pretty storm, huh? That's right. I've seen you somewhere before. What's your name?
Johnny. Johnny Suede. What are you doing back here, freak?
I saw someone I didn't want to see. Nice little shoes you got there, Johnny.
Yeah, thanks. I like your boots. Where'd you get them?
I found them when I was living out in Wyoming.
What were you doing in Wyoming?
I've been all over, man.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? I was born in a goddamn motel room.
Yeah.
I even tried to write a song about it once. I just couldn't finish it. It's sort of like this. I was born in a motel room. The night daddy lost his job. Just after one, he pulled a gun and blew the brains out of some poor slob. They call me mama. They call me mama. They call me mama's boy. But I don't care. I'll be a mama. I'll be a mama. I've been a mama's boy since daddy got the electric chair.
It's a beautiful song, freak.
No, it ain't. It's an old piece of bone.
No, man, you should finish it.
I can't. It's just too damn personal.
Did your daddy really get the chair?
Well, Johnny, I don't really like talking about that.
I can understand.
I got one here I called Jesse James and his boys, Alan. I've seen a lot of different ways of singing Jesse James. I guess you know it's got 100 or more different tunes to it, verses to it. You can sing it all night long. Well, here's the way. Jesse James and his boys rode the Dodge City Trail and held up the midnight Southern mail. Every sheriff knew them well on that Dodge City Trail, but they couldn't keep Jesse in a jail. Poor Jesse had a wife, she was proud of her life. Three children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward you call Robert Ford, he has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Stopped at Coffeeville Express, caught the agent at the station door. With the agent on his knees, he delivered guess is 44. Now Jesse had a wife mourned for his life. Three children, they was brave. But that dirty little coward you call Robert Ford, he has laid poor Jesse in his grave. The outlaw Jesse James never robbed the poor or frightened the mother with her child. Took it from the rich and he gave it to the poor, and they laid poor Jesse in the grave. It was Mr. Robert Ford, a man that was a coward. He paid Jesse James a friendly call. Robert Ford, it's a fact, shot Jesse in the back while Jesse hung a picture on the wall. Now Jesse had a wife mourned for his life, three children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward, you call Robert Ford, he has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Everything that is a declaration of independence. Hate the glorious Union, 'tis dripping with our blood. Hate this rabid banner, it is all I could.
Ooh, I'm a good old rebel, yeah, that's just what I am. And for the Yankee nation, just love you.
Right on schedule, Buck!
Snuff those lanterns! Look at those fools. They're gonna trip and shoot each other into females.
I bet you I can find them husbands if they do.
Woody Guthrie au chant dans les années 40, puis Andrew Dominik derrière la caméra en 2007 dans l'assassinat de Jesse James par le lâche Robert Ford. Après Tyrone Power et Henry Fonda, c'est Brad Pitt et Sam Shepard qui endossent les costumes et les flingues de ces brigands bien-aimés. Le film permet à l'acteur de camper un homme au tournant et au tourment de sa vie se préparant à quitter la prairie. Nostalgique, lent, fatigué, l'assassinat de Jesse James est un film noir, comme il y a des romans noirs, porté par la musique de Warren Ellis et Nick Cave, encore lui. Sur ces terres de l'Ouest américain, quelques années avant, Brad Pitt offrait sa candeur et ses cheveux longs de jeune premier à Légende d'automne, d'après le livre de Jim Harrison, aux côtés d'Anthony Hopkins et de Julia Ormond, qu'il retrouvera dans L'étrange histoire de Benjamin Button. Celle-ci garde ce premier tournage une impression très forte. Elle dit « Brad Pitt doit vraiment ressentir les choses pour imaginer ses rôles. Il veut monter lui-même à cheval, se servir de ses armes, de ses couteaux. C'est un acteur très physique, hypnotique. »
« I said four beers, Mr.
Sutherland. »« And I said no Indians. »
He's quite civilized, I assure you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just get over here. You stay out of it, boy.
My father said four, didn't he?
He heard me. Mr. Sutcliffe and I are about to reach an understanding, isn't that right?
Just give him a goddamn beer!
Just then, stay out of it! I say stay out of it! Damn you. Damn fool! You're just spoiling for a fight with a man who outweighs you by 20 pounds. Who's now, as we speak, searching under the bar for some kind of a weapon. Isn't that right, Mr. Sutcliffe?
Yes.
I want four beers. No.
Well, now the owner, he says he doesn't want to serve any.
Get back!
Now, do you see this man?
Do you? His name is One Stab. He's a venerated elder of the Cree Nation and has counted coup on hundreds of his enemies.
He's our friend. He's thirsty.
Thank you.
Buongiorno.
Signore, è un piacere. Gli amici della vedetta ammirata da tutti noi, questa gemma propria della nostra cultura, saranno naturalmente accolti sotto la mia protezione per la durata del loro soggiorno.
Grazie.
Crollomi? Lo pronuncio correttamente?
Sì, corretto.
Gorlami? Per cortesia, me lo ripeti ancora.
Gorlami.
Scusi, con me?
Gorlami.
Ancora una volta.
Gorlami.
Lasciatemi vedere i vostri biglietti. 0023, 0024, non sarà troppo difficile di trovare. Arrivederci.
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 Prudence Johnson, Bye Bye Blackbird, dans Et au milieu coule une rivière de Robert Redford, pour qui Brad Pitt incarna l'écrivain, pêcheur à la mouche Norman MacLean, puis un extrait d'Inglorious Bastards, avec des musiques empruntées à Morricone et Eric de Marsan, dans lequel Brad s'essaie à l'italien pressé par Christopher Waltz, un infâme SS qu'il punira de ses crimes d'une manière assez marquante. Chef d'un bataillon de chasseurs de nazis, Brad Pitt s'en donne à cœur joie, révélant une énergie et un humour désopilant. Entre autres, avec cette réplique qu'il lâche avec le sourire, « Notre rayon, c'est la liquidation de nazis. » Et les affaires sont en plein boom. En 2008, il signe pour « L'étrange histoire de Benjamin Button » de David Fincher, avec Cate Blanchett, dans cette histoire de vie inversée où il naît vieux et meurt bébé. Longtemps après l'avoir rencontré, il aime la femme de sa vie pile au milieu de leur existence. Il danse sur un vieux tube des Platters, seul au monde, enfin réunis et au son d'une partition signée Alexandre Desplat, grave, délicate et déchirante, un vrai mélo.
My name is Benjamin. Benjamin Button. And I was born under unusual circumstances. The First World War had ended. And I've been told it was an especially good night to be born. I learned to sail an old boat of my father's from the lake house.
My friend is to linger.
I can't lie. I did enjoy the company of a woman or two.
At the end of the day, in a dream,
or maybe three.
In blue, with the world far away, and your lips close to mine.
My... You certainly are beautiful to watch.
Dancing's all about the line. The line of your body. Sooner or later, you lose that line, and you never get it back. I figure you were born in 1918, 49 years ago. I'm 43. We are almost same age. Meeting in the middle.
Finally caught up with you, John. Wait. I want to remember us just as we are now.
I'm pregnant. You know, I swear the nurse slept and said it was a boy.
We'll be right back. totally unsecure phone, but I know who the guy is.
The guy?
And I got his number. I got his number.
Hello. Osborne? Osborne Cox?
Yes. Who is this?
Is this Osborne Cox?
Who is this? Who are you?
I'm a good Samaritan. I'm sorry I'm calling at such an hour, but I thought you might be worried.
Worried?
About the security of your shit.
Les Guns N' Roses reprenant les Stones pour Entretien avec un vampire où Brad Pitt se confronte à Tom Cruise, puis les Pixies dans Fight Club, et enfin un extrait de Burn After Reading des frères Cohen, avec un Brad Pitt très drôle dans un savoureux contre-emploi de prof de fitness peroxydé et un peu niais, faut bien l'avouer, pour conclure certains LMFIP. Ad Astra de James Gray sortira mercredi sur les écrans. En attendant, vous pouvez observer les pectoraux de Brad dans Il était une fois in Hollywood, où il conduit des bolides dans les rues de Los Angeles de 1969 en draguant avec décontraction de jeunes autostoppeuses. Vous pouvez podcaster et réécouter cette émission sur fi.fr. On se retrouve la semaine prochaine, on vous proposera une rencontre avec le compositeur Danny Elfman, qui a écrit les musiques des films de Tim Burton, Dick Tracy ou encore le générique des Simpsons.
Now, I happen to be a big fan of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, and so I said, oh, I'd love to learn to play violin like Stefan Grappelli. By coincidence, my brother lived in Paris and was playing with Jérôme Savary and Le Grand Magic Circus. I went and visited my brother. I'd been playing fiddle for a couple of months, and I was practicing one day, and while I was practicing, Jérôme had come in to visit my brother, and I walked out and he introduced me. And Jerome says, hey, he called me Little Red. My brother was bigger than me, called Roomba Red and Little Red. He goes, Little Red, come play with us.
Now, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!